go ahead, John.
I apologize, but maybe just spend a couple of minutes in these last two verses before we move on into chapter 2. Because I think these two verses are paramount. Because I believe that there is that today that fails to come on the part of men, fails to realize what this is saying to us here. Read these two verses. Verse 22, he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, over all to the church. So, as has been mentioned, and the head has been described, this is Christ. He is the one who is placed as that one that is the head over his church, which verse 23 defines and says that which is his body. So what is the church? What is his body? That is each and every individual combined that has come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and has the Spirit of God, therefore, dwelling in them. This is the one body of all believers, and there is but one body. Not many. There's one. There is but one head to that body, and that is Christ in glory, where we have been seeing him over the course of these last 2 days. But then he continues, and he says, verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. What does this mean to you and I? The fullness of him. Here we have the body, the church on earth. Christ, where is he? He is in heaven. The head of the church is in heaven. But the body, the church, is on earth still today. And it is the fullness of Christ in heaven, the head. Now, when we look around and we look and see, does the professing church on earth, does it really give testimony to this fact? We have to be honest. There's much, much, much failure. But it doesn't change the truth of God. That Christ is the head of the church. And that it is his body here on earth that is a display, is to be a display of that, of the, all the fullness of Christ as that head. And then the question and the challenge comes to you and to me. Do I have that desire to give expression to that truth that there is but one body? Do I have that desire to walk in that truth that in that one body to honor and give glory to that one head? You see, man has displaced that head in many, many, many different ways. But the scripture gives it to us very plainly in few words. And here we have it, that there is one head. And is my response and desire to walk, to live according to the truths of the scriptures that are presented to us here, to honor Christ and give him that rightful place as head of the assembly and to live accordingly.
Well, can it be said, because I think that this is very important, because before he's named as head, he's far above all principalities and powers and dominions. God starts him with power beyond our ability to comprehend, and it slowly comes down and personalizes for us. And I believe what he's saying here is Christ is qualified to run everything. He is qualified to be the head of the church. He starts off so huge and massive. We think we have an idea of what power is. You know, we observe, we have a president, some of us have prime ministers and kings and queens, and we think we understand what power is. These people don't have any real power. Christ has all power. In fact, he is above it, all power. All power comes from him. But this same one is now personalized. He is the head of the church, where he nourishes and directs and controls us So if I'm willing to cede the power that he has to make the sun rise in the sky every day, am I willing to cede that power over the control that I think I utilize over my own life? Am I willing to cede it to him? And God first displays, has everything, and now the power is personalized. And when you get into chapter 2, it's more personalized because now, and you who were dead in trespasses and sin, he quickened you.
I want to add something besides power. Ability. Many have power today. Many have power unchecked, but they don't have the ability. The Lord has all of that. But I'll tell you something. It was manifested on this earth before he was crucified that he had all of those things. But now I want to bring us, and I want to give you three headings because we're not going to be able to cover detail on these next points. But I want to see us get a little further in here. I'm going to look, with God's help, at what we were. I'm going to look, secondly, at what he has done. I'm going to look, thirdly, of what he's going to do. We need to be in the good of all three of those things. What he has done in reference to what we were. I might have had the thought in my mind as I went through chapter 1 that these people must be way up here that he's done this for. My, they must be something. Oh, I come in verses 1, 2, and 3 to find out that unlike the book of Romans, where they had to be proved guilty, there's no proving these people guilty. They're dead. They're dead in sins. There isn't helping and there isn't teaching. There isn't training. If there's going to be blessing, it will only come because the Spirit of God works in the heart to quicken these various ones. You hath he quickened. If you don't know about Mr. Hole's little book, The Great Salvation, I suggest, young people, that you get hold of that book. Read it. See the difference between quickening and new birth, salvation, redemption. You know, we sometimes use these words interchangeably. We put them in one bag and we shake them up and we say it all means the same. No, it doesn't. And here was quickening, life given to those who had nothing. You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Quite a big skeleton in the closet of these people. Wherein in time past, ye. Notice the ye. That's Gentiles. We're going to get Jews here in a minute. You walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience. And then Paul brings we in. Because he was a Jew. Among whom also we all had our manner of life in time past. What did we do? We fulfilled the lusts of the flesh. We fulfilled the desires of the mind. And we were by nature. Not a very pretty picture. You mean to tell me that these people in chapter 1, that this is what they were? Yes. This is their history. This is their everything about them. He says, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others.